And now, I'm going to have John, is he back in the front? Come back, and he's going to direct the choir again for a few more numbers. I'm not sure if you need to be at the piano. I'm sorry, John. He needs to be at the piano. And this is the Sandpoint Chamber Choir. The Dan Buckwich arrangement was, the fugue was wonderful. And this, who did this arrangement, John?
Oh, yeah. Kirby Shaw.
Kirby Shaw, okay. Again, my pet peeve of not telling who did all that work. That's a beautiful arrangement. But I'm thinking, you know, there's a tradition where people used to walk around in the snow. I'm trying to set a mood here. Maybe in the olden days they were on horseback or with sleds, and they would go from door to door, and they would sing. And they would sing, not in beautiful voices necessarily, like I just heard behind me, but in just natural voices, just radiating the joy from their hearts of the spirit of the time. And I'm thinking, I think I remember what the last song is, so I'm going to pick a Christmas song that's not in your repertoire from the choir to sing, or not something that I prepared here, or Paul. And throw this at the choir to sing, and I'm going to sing along with you, and I know John will, and Paul will, and everyone at home will. Let's sing Jingle Bells. Okay. And I'm sure every one of you have heard that wonderful song. I will give a, or John, you know the general key range. You want to give them a key so they'll be within their range? Okay, so. Okay.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go.
That was in the spirit of caroling. And I'm going to put you on the spot for one more, but I'm going to take a suggestion from the choir as to which one you would like to do spontaneously as a caroling song. Don't all speak at once.
Rudolph.
Rudolph the, okay. You know, okay. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Great, 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 great. Okay. And for all the people at home listening, you know, Christmas is just getting, today's what, the 22nd? It's 3 days away. Let's get into the spirit for Christmas. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And John, are you by the piano?
Yeah.
G again, okay. Okay, one, two, ready, go.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would really say,
the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Thank you. Okay, John, back to you with your prepared piece.
This piece was done in the 1960s. Frank Sinatra always used that big band sound behind him, and he did this piece with Bing Crosby back in the 60s. This is arranged by Mac Huff, originally written by Les Brown. This is We Wish You the Merriest.
Oh, nice. Good song. Good pick.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest, the merriest New Year. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest, yes, the merriest. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You will cheer. We wish you the happiest.
happiest, the happiest, the happiest, yes, the happiest. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest New Year.
May your tree be filled with happiness,
happiness,
happiness, and brightness will grow. May your heart be filled with cheerfulness,
cheerfulness, happiness, and cheerfulness for all.
Swinging, very, 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 very nice. There's the one more you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. This piece has been written for a while, but it's making a big comeback because the group Pentatonix has recorded it. And so this is their arrangement of Mary, Did You Know?
Did you know that your baby boy
Very, very nice, very nice. Okay, again, I want to thank John Brunel. I always want to say Brunel, but it's Brunel, for coming in from Sandpoint and the choir by bus. They got a little turned around. I guess the bus driver got lost, and they were a few minutes behind getting here, and to come in and pull it together the way we did, I want to commend you. I want the listening audience to realize the dedication and the amount of time and work that goes into producing a choir that sounds like what you're hearing over the airwaves. And these are students that have many other classes. And when I called John about doing the show this year, he said, well, you know, a lot of my seniors graduated. And I said, I know you, John. I'm sure the choir sounds great. He said, I got a lot of new ones in there. Well, I want a sound of your voices of the ones that are new. Just say, yes, new ones. Who are the new?
Yes.
Oh, my God, there's a lot of the new ones, isn't there? Oh, well, you're doing a great job. You sound wonderful. Keep it up. You have a great director. You have great voices. And I probably a CD is on the horizon for you. And thank you so much for making the trip and sharing with the Friends of the Guitar Hour show listening audience. Thank you. Okay, Paul Grove, to you. Yes. Paul told me he wrote a song, and I was trying to communicate with him while the choir was singing. I think that's what we're doing.
Sure.
Okay, so tell us about the song you wrote, Paul.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, you know, the snow and the ice is really a very beautiful thing when you look at it. So this is a piece that is called Christmas by the Lake, and everybody who's from Sandpoint knows how beautiful that lake is up there. We've got some beautiful lakes down here. Coeur d'Alene's beautiful lake, Fish Lake. We go swimming there. That's good times. So we can have Christmas by many, many lakes in this area. So here, this is a piece simply called Christmas by the Lake, and I dedicate it to all of our friends here in Sandpoint and Spokane.
Coming to the end of the year, end of another year of the Guitar Hour. There is going to be a Guitar Hour, Friends of the Guitar Hour season. If you go to Facebook, Friends of the Guitar Hour, all the details are there. The series would make a great Christmas gift. So I want to do one more piece for you myself. And I think I'm going to have it done on my CD. Over the Rainbow, Vern. This is from my blue album called Over the Rainbow, and this is to all of you, another Christmas gift from me. Rainbow, one of my favorite songs, one of my mother's favorite songs. So I always play that this time of the year for her. And then we have a tradition that I've done since John has been coming, John Burnell, that is, has been coming on the show with his choir. And I heard him do it down in Bayview with a big band. And I said, you know, when he comes on the show next time, I'm going to ask him to sing it. So the Christmas song, John did a beautiful job on that. If my voice is there, I think it is today. I'm going to start it, and then I'm going to take it to your key. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide choir being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season's bright. Tiny tots with their head on the pillow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will make the beautiful season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, you'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. It's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much, John Burnell. That was the Christmas song, of course, by Mel Torme, made famous by Nat King Cole, and then just made a little more famous by John Burnell. Thank you, John. And to all of my listening fans of the Guitar Hour, a merry, merry, merry Christmas.
And we've been hearing the Guitar Hour here on Spokane Public Radio. Certainly my thanks to the Sandpoint Chamber Choir and John Bradell, to the guitarist Paul Grove, to my co-workers Jim Tevenin and Jerry Olson for technical assistance, and to all these great choir kids for coming up to enjoy Christmas with us. We've certainly enjoyed Christmas with you.